This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Senator and author J.D. Vance is expected to use his address on Wednesday at the Republican National Convention to share the story, to share his story and make the case it's the Republican Party's ticket that best understands the challenges facing many Americans. It's Vance's first big convention speech since Donald Trump picked the 39-year-old as his running mate earlier this week. U.S. President Joe Biden tested positive on Wednesday for COVID-19 while traveling in Las Vegas and is experiencing mild symptoms from the infection, according to the White House. Calls for Biden to step aside as the Democratic candidate in the 2024 U.S. presidential election continue to grow from within his own party. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
On Wednesday, U.S. Representative Adam Schiff of California became the 20th congressional Democrat to suggest Biden end his reelection bid against Republican challenger Donald Trump. That's according to the Los Angeles Times, which quoted Schiff saying, "A second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy, and I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Donald Trump in November." Democratic concern about the 81-year-old incumbent's ability to beat Trump surged after Biden's halting debate performance on June 27th. But Biden has so far stood firm.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Thousands of job reform protesters in Bangladesh clashed with police on Wednesday, a day after violent clashes left six people dead and scores injured. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students protesting against the public sector job quotas, which include a 30% reservation for family members of fighters from the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan.